Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. My name is Daryl Urbanski, your host as always. And today we are joined by Zell Chavez, founder and CEO of Arise Tri-Formation Management and Consultancy Services. With 25 years of leadership experience in top multinational companies across various industries, Zell is a catalyst for transformation and success. As a certified life and leadership coach, speaker, and trainer, she is passionate about developing people and driving positive change. Zell's innovative Tri-Formation methodology has made a profound impact on many lives, and I've asked Zell to join us here today to share her story and how we can all better reach our full potential. So Zell, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
Hi, Daryl. I'm great, and I'm really happy and excited to be here. Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. And of course, before we hop into the nuts and bolts of your Tri-Formation methodology and that, how did you even get into this? In your bio, it alludes that you came from corporate, but is this the family? Is this sort of the family business that like you just came back to it? Or how'd you find your path here?
Okay. Yeah, good question. You were correct. I'm into more of the corporate world and been there for 25 years. But this one, there were three things that moved me into this direction. It's not even a family thing. We're not into business, not that much. So three things. Back in 2019, I want to spend more time with my kid who was a teenager back then. I want to have and to understand how can I help more people and not just one organization. How can I help more individuals at the same time? And the third one is that how can I incorporate more of a holistic way of living? As being in a corporate world, it's more of like your health, well, there's a toll on your health. And unfortunately, being a certified workaholic back then, it didn't give me that much of what you call balance. Mm-hmm. And so I want to incorporate all these three things. And would you believe that this particular business came from a dream? Yes. So I dreamt that night of the name of the company.
Okay.
And eventually it evolved in such a way that you try to understand what are you good at? What are the things that you have back then? How can you get all of these three things and work on it and see the best result? You want to have that in your life. And so that's how it started. And from then on, it continued and it helped more than I thought I would be able to do.
And so was this something that, like you said, it came to you in a dream? Was this something that came out of nowhere? Or was this something that you saw a path towards because of your role previously in corporate? Did you see a need that you could fill and then you decided to go out on your own to fulfill it? Or how did that evolve?
Going into business, it came as a dream. Exactly what business am I going to take back then? But looking back, I had always this feeling of, I want to be a CEO. So young as I am, as I was before, I bought books. I had this kind of dream that, you know what? I can be into training. I love helping people grow, develop. At a very young age, I was even like at 9 years old, a drama teacher. I was asked to teach kids. So it's really something in my DNA. And during my college years, employment back then, you were given very small salary, especially in media, because my major was broadcast communication. So when I found out that I cannot live with the salary of a media person, let's not talk about what year, but it's not in 2000. So I said to myself, I have to find a way to sustain. And of course, employment is one of the answer. It was one of the answer back then. And so I decided to make sure that it's not a linear path to success in a corporate world. If you started as a team leader, you want to go as a VP of operations, but right. I didn't go that route. What I did is to ensure that I will be able to lead every single part of an organization. But there's one thing, Daryl, that I wasn't able to do, but I made sure that I had that know-how. Do you know what it is? What department? It was IT department. So I was able to go around HR, training, business strategy, all of the ass operations, except IT department. However, I made sure that I was well connected with the ID folks and know how the whole organization will be able to succeed with all the this parts. And that's how it all started. So it was a dream to really come up with this company, but I believe it's like a destiny that somehow I influenced with what I want to happen in my life.
I love it. And I think that's really, I don't want to get all woo-woo-foo, but in certain way, I feel like saying that we manifest things or we attract them, it almost makes it sound too simple, but mm-hmm. it's the thing that we form things in our mind and then we go, yeah, that looks great. It's almost like the engineering process where you design something and you test it in the computer models, and then you decide to prototype it in real life. And I feel like that's a really big, I think there's somewhat of a instant gratification spin added to that. But what you're talking about is you dreamt it, you visualized it, you had an idea, and then you started putting a prototype of that out into the world and really worked on testing it and developing it as time went on. Is that fair?
Right. Yeah, that's really the fair assessment of how it all come into play.
What would you recommend to someone who's maybe starting out and struggling right now with forming? They've got something that they want to, they've got a business idea, they've had dreams of doing this, but they're struggling probably with getting clients or getting traction. What would you recommend to someone starting out or struggling?
For someone who's struggling, it has to start. I have this quote and it's like my mantra. Okay. My mantra is that the quality of your life is dependent on the quality of your what. And the quality of your is actually shaped by the quality of your beliefs. So you have to start it with what you really want. It's not what you need. So if you're struggling right now and you don't know what to do, you have to start wanting. What is it that you really want out of this life? Some people call it dreams, but I would say, what is it that you really want? And then from there, you can create the quality of the life that you have. And then the third point is that please start checking your belief system. Because your belief system will now influence everything else. It's going to shape how you're going to go to that path of what you really wanted out of this life. Does that make sense to you, Daryl?
Because I forget what the exact record was, but I think this has been repeated a bunch of times. There'll be a world record at the Olympics and it'll be there for 10 years. And then 1 year, someone comes along and they'll beat it. And right after they beat it, two or three other people beat it. And the difference is that they believe it can be beaten.
Exactly.
And that's a powerful thing. When you were talking, I was writing down internal flame, parasites, and beliefs. And I wrote those down because you really have to find out what your internal fuel is. That what's the idea that no one can do your push-ups for you. Lots of tools in that. So you really have to connect to your call it your ikigai, your inner intersection of what you love, what you're good at, and what the world is willing to pay to have.
Exactly.
That intersection of those things, your internal flame. And I wrote down parasites. Because I was thinking about, I know myself, I've had vices in my past. I'm gratefully gotten rid of pretty much all of them except ice cream at this point. I'm wrestling with that one, but I've had a lot of vices in my life. And the parasites, I think we talk about, that holds people back as well. So we have a strong internal flame. They have substance abuse issues or some sort of, they're addicted to social media. They're addicted to pornography. Right. Who knows what that is, but some sort of parasite. I always say, not everything in the jungle kills you and eats you. Some things just attach to you and try to feed on you for as long as possible. And that might be holding people back. But if they have an internal flame that's shining bright enough, that burning desire, if they are absent any parasites holding them back, and if they truly believe they can achieve it, I think that's a really, that three combinations, that sounds really powerful. I think that there's a lot of people listening to this right now that they may already have a to-do list just from thinking about that. Something's jumped out at them in terms of identify that. So that's a great tip. What are some of the skills and behaviors that you think are most important for professionals, business owners, entrepreneurs to have or develop?
Yeah. So if you noticed in our name, the company name, it's Triformation. It's something that we coined that's part of the whole thing, that it encompasses everything that I learned, I experienced, I studied, and came up with this thing that could help everyone individuals, organization, tri-formation method. So it's both a philosophy and a principle, which means we have to do something out of our human design. There are three things that you cannot live without: living, loving, and learning. If you don't live, that includes taking account into what will pay you, what will make you sustain your lifestyle or whatever it is, just to keep on living in this world. Yeah. At the present moment, if you don't take that into consideration, even if your love life is so well and good, sometimes people say you can't live off by just love. But if you forget to understand and have that unique interaction between all of these three, or among these three, then it can atrophy your life. Learning, if you stop learning, then you'll get stuck. If you stop loving, real loving includes loving yourself, loving others, and the contribution to the world. That will make you go beyond being successful. Some people, I'm successful, but it feels empty. You know what I mean? However,
it's a poor definition of success. Exactly. Everybody wants to be fit, rich, and happy. And if you can have the riches, but if you have a terrible relationship with your kids or your partner,
exactly.
And if you have a great relationship with your family, but you can't provide for them, I think it's a trifecta. Or if you can provide and you have great relationships, but you have no health.
Exactly my point. And that's the reason why the tri-formation principle is a holistic approach, which actually is a combination of an Eastern and Western approaches. And it really helped you get that blended kind of life. Right. Not a balanced life. It's hard to create that balance. It will stress you. But if you have that priority, and that's one of the things that we're trying to share and trying to influence all of the people right now with all of these information, all of the things that we are expected to do to be able to live, I would say, a more fulfilled life, not a successful life, a more peaceful and fulfilled life at the same time.
I think the fulfillment part is really important, because I when I first came to the Philippines, it was to have a mini retirement. I had done very well with some clients and stuff when I came, but you really need like a purpose to live at that point. If you're not worried about paying your bills, and once you satisfy your bucket list of things that you want to get done, you hang around, look around, and you're like, well, why am I here? I know of a story, two gentlemen, they were in the States, they were part of a coaching group. And I remember the coaching group had met, and these guys, they just had sold their business, and they sold it for $1 billion. And one of them had three kids and a wife. And the other one was single and older gentleman. Like at this point, they're like 50s going on to 60s. And this is their situation. This is not necessarily everyone's situation, of course. But they sold the business. They came to this meeting. They were like, this is our last time here at this meeting because we just sold the business. And then the meeting ends and they go. And the one guy goes home to be with his family. The other guy went to Cuba, I think, or Costa Rica, somewhere like that. And a month, 2 months later, he hung himself. And a lot of it was because he was later in his life. He had some health problems he was dealing with. He had a ton of money. He just sold his business. He didn't really have a reason. Like, for his whole life had been, these weren't serial entrepreneurs. These weren't guys that built and sold companies and this stuff. This guy had spent his whole life doing something and they just sold it. And now he's just blah. Like, I'm in a country. I don't know anyone here. I feel like that was part of that. The fulfillment in life, I think, is really important.
Yes. A lot of times when we accomplished what we want in our lives, that's one part of your success, or you are fulfilled as a person. But there's another part of loving, which we talked about in the tri-formation, which is the contribution or legacy. And that is more when you get older, or when you, I know book when they say it's your first mountain, it's your own personal fulfillment. But what's next? And that's when you have another purpose for living. And if entails loving more than yourself or your family, it will give you the necessary joy for your second mountain, for the next journey, because it's a journey, it's a phase of life. And that's when you have to start learning, but you have to start loving more and understanding the journey is not just your own self. And that's what we're trying to say when we add value to the clients that we have.
Yeah, I can really empathize with that, because I speak three languages. I'm actually learning Tagalog now, so I'm adding a fourth.
Amazing. Yeah.
I'm not trying to brag or anything, but I, like I said, I had a mini retirement. I've traveled the world. I speak three languages. I feel like I accomplished everything on my bucket list. And I was ultimately really bored. I think that's why I talked about it earlier. I had vice issues.
Yeah.
And I felt because I just was like, now what? But then you talk about legacy, like having kids. I felt like now that I have kids, I feel like before I achieved all those things, but I was almost like I was playing checkers or chess.
Yeah.
Now I'm playing 5D chess. Because it's not just about setting my life up and, oh, I want financial freedom and blah, blah, where am I going to live? But it's generational. It's
exactly.
And every decision I make affects my wife and my child. And we have another child. And then it's gamified life in a lot of ways and added more meaning. So I really value that. What are some of the habits that you think helped you and help that your most successful clients have? What are the key habits?
Right, because you asked me about the skills and everything earlier. I would say if you look at individual, because we cater both for individual teams and organizations, I would say one of the key things that you should have is that skill of wanting or creating your dreams / goals. You can never go anywhere without that. So I always say, what is it that you really want? We have to go back to that. There's something in your head of what you really want out of this life. We might call it the life mapping and organizational mapping, but it starts with that. It's a habit that you should have. When everything seems to fall, you have to look at, okay, is there a particular dream that I want to do? So go back to that. The second one, after you get that dream, again, it's only a wish until such time that you started planning. I know a lot of people say, I don't need to plan. But planning, I call it, it's a DPE. Okay, planning is a necessary skill that you want to have. Again, it's not a need, but you want to have. Because if it's something that you want, it would go beyond just complying.
Right.
So planning is another thing. But don't get stuck with just planning. At the end of the day, for results to happen and solution, it's right. Actually execution that would matter. So it's a skill that you have to develop. It's also a habit that you should have, knowing that for every project, whatever it is that you want to do in life, what is the dream that I want?
Right.
What is actually the plan that I have? It's not always going to be a perfect plan, but right. There should be a direction. And after which, start executing. You have to have that skill of execution of how to execute it properly. And the last one, and people always forget this, you have to celebrate. You have to learn the skill of celebrating wins at any given pace, because you'll get burnout. Or if things are not going your way, or if it is, then how do you make sure that you get that feeling that there's an accomplishment? And I always tell, it's not just about recognition, but it's about celebration.
Yeah.
That will keep you going for the next. These are, Zell, this is not like a skill that everyone would, you have to have a particular skill in leadership. No, at least these are things I would say that you should have. The rest, you can just Google and search, but these are principles and right. Habits that you should develop in trying to change the trajectory of your life at whatever phase that you're in.
I think that's a really important lesson. Where do you see things going? Because right now, there's a lot of people concerned about job stability, a lot of companies. Like, I went to this conference. It was actually here in the Philippines. It was with one of this, Richard, I forget his last name. He's been a guest on our show, CEO Asia Forum. It's a big conference, and they do the CEO Award, Asia Awards every year. But I went to this, and afterwards in the hotel we were in, there was another conference. It was an AI conference.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked over and I just crashed the conference. Now, I didn't go into any of the sessions because I didn't have a badge or anything. I just walked the vendor alley. I didn't think any of the vendors would be upset that I was checking out their booth. And one of the things that jumped out at me was everybody was in a reset. What I mean was, even Google had a booth there and they were announcing their coming soon AI product. And I realized that because the AI came out, it almost, and not entirely, of course, but in a lot of ways, it almost reset the playing field that whatever you had before it's incomplete now until you, because this is a software AI kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. Fields different. But it was always like a level playing field, because I just hired a couple of developers for myself and I realized like I'm competing with them. They may have better skills, expertise. They may already have a bigger development team, but they don't have that 20-year advantage in the product they developed, because right now their product's incomplete. And if I come out with a complete product before they do, like I'm first to market, so to speak. So I want to know, what do you see in the future when you work and talk with your clients? What's your finger and your finger on the pulse? What are you watching and paying attention to over the next 5-10 years? We've got technology, we've got geopolitical things, environmental stuff is happening, economic things are happening. What are you watch looking out for?
Since we are in the people development and empowerment business, one of the things that we're really looking for and watching out for and trying to see how we can help people to navigate their lives in the next 5 years, 5-10 years, even 20 years down the road, looking at how can we make sure that their skills will be useful still.
Right.
With a combination of the arising of AI, the need of more technology, because what we're looking at right now, how do you remove the fear out of people and how do you equip them so that they can be relevant and still be able to be fulfilled without losing their knowledge or their grasp of this? We haven't gone to this world of technology that everything is given to us. So the first thing is we have to be aware and we have to make sure that we are there for every single people and generation, like Gen Z's right now. I never thought that our business, our job will be really of help to most people for them to understand what is it that will make us relevant, will make us more successful, and will make us live fulfilled in the next coming years. So if you're asking, that's where we're most focused on. Like when we talk to our clients, we give them, this is the outlook that you have. We marry what you want, but what is relevant in the coming years based on the skills that you have and the wants that you have. Mm-hmm. And whatever is available to you right now, we always say that AI is really good, but behind the AI is a human brain. And so don't be scared. Now you have to elevate, and that's where Triformation comes in. If you're not learning, if you're not going, we call it business innovation. So for businesses, I always call it the ABCDE. I love mnemonics. I love to come up with acronyms. So the first thing is can I share with you that alignment? So that ABCDE?
Let's do it.
First. Yeah. So people can really start looking at, okay, what can I do? How do I look at things 5-10 years? I would say, okay, let's go first with alignment of what you really want. Your goals right now and your vision and what you're doing should be aligned towards your end goal. And then the B stands for business innovation or personal innovation. Without innovation, just like anyone else, you'll get stuck and eventually you will die, whether you're a business or a person. It will not get you more fulfilled. And if you're going into business or if you're going for your career, you have to always look at the letter C, which is your client. You have to be client-centric. What is it? Remember you mentioned that. What is more relevant in the coming days? If my son wants to be in a corporate world, which part of the corporate world would help him? And what course should he take? You know what I mean? All of that sort. So it has to be driven by what the client wants in the next 5 years. Now, D stands for, you have to look at data all the time, because people will start coming up with a business without looking at the research, the market research. So you still have to do your due diligence. Whether D stands for due diligence for everything that you need, it has to be, my powerful word for 2024 is intentional. So you have to be intentional this time. And that is the D. But a due diligence, data, it's really important. And I always end it with all of these things, even if you hate A, B, C, D, E, it all will boil down to the execution part. It has to be executed. Otherwise, these are just wishes and dreams and learning that you accomplished. And that's pretty much.
I love that. I think I heard someone say dreams are goals without deadlines. I don't know if
that's exactly
proper. If that's the real saying, but I was thinking of that when you wrote. So let me recap. A, B, C, D. A is alignment between your personal and your business goals. Did I get that one right?
That's right.
B is the business innovation. You have to be innovating towards something to make sure you stay relevant. C is the client needs and wants. D is data and due diligence. So none of this is just imaginary, I thought of it. It's back real data and due diligence and research. And then E is executing towards that, which probably has to do with deadlines and sprints and phased progress.
Action planning. It's really just executing the action that gets you to what results do you really want?
I love that. So we've danced around it and we've talked about this sort of indirectly, but what are some of the greatest mistakes that you see your clients and entrepreneurs making to really hit the nail on the head? Can you spell out some of the biggest mistakes that you see?
Okay. One of the things that they're making is they want to do it on their own. They're not asking for help because they are afraid. And you might think, do they really? Yes, because especially that information is everywhere right now. I know there's value in self-study. However, if you want to fast track it, you need some help. You know what I mean? Raising a company, also raising a child, it takes a village, they say, which means it would be faster because there are people who can support you. Not necessarily, there are people like us. We never thought that it would be a booming industry. You just have to make sure that you're talking to the right people because there are a lot of coaches as well that maybe not really that capable to help you out. But right. People are not so good in trying to ask help.
Right.
Yeah. And trying to pay for the help that they need. You know what I mean?
I get it. You have to be really careful. Actually, I'm going to tell a sidebar here. First off, no one has really ever won a gold medal at the Olympics without the help of a coach. There's no one that just figured it out in their garage and went, but there are plenty of people that are willing to use you as their guinea pig to figure out how to coach. And that's a catch 22. A story about this. I was in Vietnam for a couple of years. And at one point, a friend of mine, he's a sales copywriter for Mind Valley, a company out of Malaysia, big, very successful company. And he's one of their top sales copywriters. And we said, hey, let's put on a workshop. Like, we just met, mutual friends introduced us. And we just, I don't even know where the idea came up. We said, hey, let's put on a workshop. Okay, who would we do it for? I don't know, who lives here? And we, oh, there's a lot of English teachers here. And we did some research. And we said, let's do a workshop teaching English teachers how to not be tied to an English school, but be self-employed and maybe even build like a student base that they could teach remotely and as they travel. Because a lot of people do English teaching because they want to travel. And this is pre-pandemic, of course. So this was like work remote. Like, ooh, it's revolutionary. You can teach people English over Zoom.
Yes.
But how to market, how to run a business. And we did this workshop. We put 50 people in a room, maybe less, maybe more 40. But we teach this workshop, do one thing. We recorded it all because we thought maybe we'd make some sort of course or product out of it. And then we went to do it again in Saigon, in Ho Chi Minh City. And because we were traveling and we were going to meet up again. I know I'm telling a long story, but I think it's relevant. So we decided to do the second event because the first one was a big success and we booked the date and all that. And then something came up, my friend couldn't do it, but I was like, I'm gonna do it anyways. I'll just do it. And so we do this event. And part of the guarantee of the event was if by the lunch break, you're not satisfied for any reason, come let me know and I'll give you all your money back. And I had a gentleman take the refund. His refund was because he was older. All this stuff. I thought it would be easier. I'm really not good with computers. I already have a career. I'm retiring in a couple of years. Cool. Here's your money back. Everybody else stayed. We provided lunch, all this stuff. After the event, there's a guy that stays behind and he's picking my now wife's brain because she has 20 something staff and almost 30 clients. And she's running a successful writing agency and all this stuff. And he can't get out of Vietnam and can't quit his job as an English teacher because he can't get enough clients, writing clients to pay for his own bills and replace his income. And he's picking my wife's brain. Everyone's gone. We packed up. I'm there entertaining my daughter. We're like ready to go. And at the end of the day, we go to like, we got to go. So we're going to leave. And he goes, okay. He goes, oh, by the way, I need that refund. And I'm like, there was an announcement at the lunch break before you ate. I didn't say this, but in my mind, I'm like, before you ate my food that I provide all the stuff. And he's like, yeah, but I use my rent money to pay for this. And if you don't give it back, I'm not going to be able to make my rent payment today. I go, you know what? It's cool. This isn't my main thing. This is just kind of, whatever. Here you go, bro. Gave him his money back. Fast forward 2 months later, 3 months later, in Vietnam, all the expats post in these different Facebook groups in Vietnam. And this guy's posting in Facebook groups his workshop to manifest the business of your dreams. And I was so livid because I know this guy. And I'm like, he came to mind and he can't even get out of teaching English to pay his own rent in Vietnam, let alone live in somewhere like New York or San Diego or LA, like where the cost of living is high. Like he's in Vietnam, which is cheaper than the Philippines to live in terms of cost of living. And he can't replace his income. And now you're going to tell people to gamble, paying their school fees, their medical bills, paying their staff to follow you. Cause you're going to, I was so mad. I was so mad. I couldn't believe it. And anyways, it just, you triggered me clearly by talking about that. But there's some people out there that it'll just, they don't care. They just, you'll be their guinea pig. And I think that's important.
Yeah. There's another thing that I would like to add, since I know you have a lot of listeners, their biggest mistakes. One of the biggest mistakes that people have nowadays or consulting with us is whether it's an organization, they ignore or not put more focus. If not ignore, this is the physical health and the mental health. And with all of the things that are going on in this world right now, this should be top priority. Because the only machine, we're talking of AI and everything, the only machine and shell that you have is yourself. And so for you to optimize everything, all the opportunities, we are really looking for a holistic approach that, you know, you may have a lot of money, you have good work right now, but if you don't take care of your physical health, which includes your mental health, it would create some big effects in your future. Aside from asking for help, it's a top priority that we say intentionally. If you have kids, if you are on your own, if there are people, if you have big dreams for your life, it has to start with really taking good care of yourself. Yes. And that includes your physical and your mental.
Yeah, 100%. Creatures that don't move have smaller brains. They've proven that if you go for a 10-minute walk before you do a test, you'll perform better because you're feeding your brain food and oxygen. That's an indisputable fact. And it's not even like you versus me. It's me versus myself. If people talk about time management, but there's also energy management. And if I can run 1 kilometer, I run 1 kilometer and I'm exhausted, I need to take a nap. That is the energy gas tank I bring to every day, whether it's my kids, my work, everything. Now, snap your fingers. You can now run 10 kilometers. And at the end, you're like, whew, that was 10 kilometers, but you're not, you don't need to take a nap right away. I've 10x the energy you can bring to every moment of your day. And it improves your emotional resilience. They actually, your brain is upgraded. Your brain is a more efficient machine. Again, this isn't one person for the other. This doesn't mean a fit person is better than you. That just means the fit person is a better version of themselves in every single way. In terms of discipline, emotional resilience, decision-making abilities, just stability in being able to, maybe you have a work thing happening and you're not able to eat or you're not able to drink or whatever that is. You're just, you're more resilient in general. And it's just such a powerful thing. Yeah. Sorry. I clearly you've triggered me with a couple of things. I got really emotional story and it's carrying it over. I was just livid at that guy. I just can't believe it. Anyways, sorry. It upset me. That's what actually fueled me to spend 50 grand on research into into hiring research assistants to help me go through all the academic literature on business success to figure out what moves the needle for small and medium-sized businesses because of people like him. It just irritated me so much because I've been in this field like you. You've got 25 years. I don't even know what now. I used to say 17. I don't even know what now. But I was so mad because there's nothing preventing someone like him from hanging up a shingle and just misguiding some people. And anyways, that made me so mad. All right, let me get back on track here. So let's talk about what types of people do you typically help with? You've talked about the Tribe Formation. You talked right. about different kinds of programs and coaching packages that you have. How do you train people? What's your process? Like, how do you currently approach employee training and development to help them continue to grow?
Okay. So again, we start with what they really want. And then the one thing that we do is we customized it. So we customize every single training. There's no such thing as a cookie cutter for us. It may be hard, but it's really, if you go to us, we will look at what is it that you really want, whether you're an organization, you're a person having mental concerns, whether you're at the crossroads of your life. Our clients range from children, but not so young, maybe at 10, all the way to as long as you are still living and you want to be guided on certain things of your life because it's a holistic approach. We do training, which is more of people development for organizations. We look at what will move the needle. At the end of the day, it's the people that will bring you success. It's not just your leaders. So it's a combination of, but what will make them be more empowered rather than dependent? And how can it help the bigger goal for your company? For individuals, we try to make sure that they understand that life in itself is not a separation of your job and your life. And that's, I have to do a balance. That's not how we do things. It's really like an integration, a blending, especially nowadays, of your life incorporated as well with your work and vice versa. A lot of things we talk about, but it's really customized. If our process is customized, that is anchored in the Tri-Formation method, which means if you consult with us, we will look at the living aspect of your organization or your own, the loving aspect and the learning aspect, and come up with a plan that will suit your immediate as well as your long-term dreams. Mm. And we have a couple of things from team building, from strategic management, consulting, which means if you don't want to hire a person, you can hire a team. It's more of an outsource concept, but you outsource a certain part so that you don't have to worry about certain things, and it would be more cost effective than creating your own training department, should I say.
Right.
Whatever will work for your overall business, we can do it for you. We can customize things for you. If you are individual, a person, or an organization, we have a whole range of training that is for personal growth, personal development, wellness, team development, and I would say life and business leadership. We also have that. But it all boils down to the Tri-Formation principle, which we found very effective as a holistic approach to life and fulfillment.
And if people are interested, if they want to contact you or hear more, where do they go?
Okay, they can go to arisetriformation.com. It's our website. They can book a schedule so that we understand the need that they want, because we just don't want to give you a consultation, a one session. If you want to do something, it's more of a program that we can give you. It's customized, but we can help people through that. They can just reach to that website or use our... We have our number. It's also there. They can, you know, contact us.
Okay. So arisetriformation.com. Is that where they go?
Yes. Arisetriformation.com.
And that is spelled A-R-I-Z-E.
That's correct. Arise.
A-R-I-Z-E. Try. T-R-I. Formation. F-O-R-M-A-T-I-O-N. Arisetriformation.com.
We have an Instagram. We also have a Facebook page, so they can check us out there, as well as some of the social media platforms that we have.
Awesome. 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 Zell, this has been a great call. I've got a bunch of notes from here. Is there anything I haven't asked you that I should have asked you?
Good question. Is there something that you would still like to ask at this time? I think that's the question that I would love to ask you. Is there something that you feel that you still need to ask for me?
that's a good one. No, I think we had a good call. We covered some of your history. We covered into how you got into what you're doing, the mistakes people are making. No, I think we're good. Thank you so much for coming here, knowing that you've got your own clients, your own following, your own family, your own direct reports that you could be taking care of. Thank you for coming and sharing with me and mine so we can
Thank
all.
Thank you. I think I have one. It's not a question, but I know that there are a lot of listeners. I first want to commend you for having this avenue. That's one thing that I would like to share with you, that you're doing a great job in trying to promote and help people with the ideas that they have. This is a good platform, and I want to thank you for it. And I want to tell people right now that if you are going through something, challenges in life, there are a lot of people who can help you. Mm-hmm. And one of the people and one of the avenues would be your show. And so they have to listen more to it, because I love the concept that you have. Thank you for having me. And just to let people that there's really hope.
Such for nice everyone. Words. Such nice words. Thank you so much for your kind words. So go check out arisetriformation.com. If you have questions, comments, or concerns, you can always reach out to me as well. Again, Zell, thank you so much. It has been an honor and a pleasure.